USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office Friday issued a statement disputing a news report from BuzzFeed that claimed President Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie about the timing of discussions over a proposed Trump Tower project in Moscow. Peter Carr, a spokesman for Mueller's office, said Friday BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the Special Counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. President Trump tweeted Friday he'll make a major announcement Saturday at 3 p.m. from the White House about the border and ongoing government shutdown. Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was sentenced to 6 years, 9 months behind bars for shooting to death 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. Reverend Marvin Hunter, McDonald's great uncle, outside the courthouse, said they wanted a longer sentence, but they still want a victory.
It sets a precedent, and it sends a strong message to unjust police officers that now you can and will go to jail if you're caught lying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Crowds of people packed the National Mall Friday for the annual anti-abortion March for Life. At a dinner to celebrate the march in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence promised that the Trump administration would continue to champion pro-life causes.
So to all of you gathered here and to those looking on, let me be clear. President Donald Trump will veto any bill that weakens protection for human life.
A winter storm will bring significant snow and ice to the north and heavy rains and severe weather to the south. While speaking with reporters, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy Friday suggested what residents of his state should be doing over the weekend.
I would just say this as you're thinking about your weekend, folks. If there is ever a weekend to stay in and binge watch something, this may be it, whether it's football, whatever it might be.
The South Jersey and the Jersey Shore are likely to see mostly rain that could cause minor flooding along the coast. A flash freeze will linger from Sunday into Monday. Ice could cause problems more serious than the areas hit by heavy snow. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Carnival Cruise jumper is speaking out about his actions, USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
A passenger who jumped from the 11th floor balcony of a ship ended up being kicked off the cruise line forever. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line says Nick Native of Vancouver, Washington, is no longer welcome on any of their cruises. He tells ABC's Good Morning America the reason he jumped.
I just thought it'd be cool to just jump off the ship. All my friends cheered me on, and it just happened so quick. And you know, the next minute I was jumping off the ship.
Native continues.
6 or 7 hours after, I was in quite a bit of pain, and it took about 3 days for that pain to go away.
Native's buddies who egged him on were also banned for life from any Royal Caribbean cruises as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had more to say Friday about why President Donald Trump didn't want House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to leave Washington for a visit to Afghanistan.
That's one of the key reasons that the president did not want Speaker Pelosi to leave the country, is because if she did, it would all but guarantee the fact that the negotiations couldn't take place over the weekend, and federal workers, 800,000 federal workers, wouldn't receive their paychecks because she wasn't here to help make a deal.
Pelosi canceled her plans to travel by commercial plane to visit U.S. troops in Afghanistan, saying the president had caused a security risk by talking about the trip. It was the latest twist in what's become a Washington game of brinkmanship between Pelosi and Trump, playing out against the stalled negotiations over how to end the partial government shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.